It's a hot day in Venezuela. It would be weird if the European Union had urged escalation to the United States in relation to Venezuela. Wouldn't it be very strange if the EU came out and said, we urge the Americans to be even stronger, even more forceful, even more vicious in their attack on Venezuela. Oops, come here, Louis. Okay. Come on, here. That's what I'm saying to myself when I hear crocodile tears and I hear, oh yes, we're not involved at all. We weren't consulted. We don't go along with it. We're kind of neutral. The European Union, why does it bother? Why do the spokespeople for the European Union come out with, we urge restraint? I mean, there must be a memo somewhere in the Secretariat of the EU that says, we urge restraint on the blumpity-blump government for whatever it's doing. Yes, whatever it is doing, we urge restraint. It's like, you know, we're sorry to see. I mean, they don't even use things like, we are disappointed that the American government has done this. That would be even stronger, wouldn't it? We're disappointed that the American government has decided to bomb boats coming out of Venezuela and doubly bomb a boat, or doubly bomb people if they're not all killed in the first strike. Yeah. International diplomacy, put out for public consumption. Somebody might turn to me and say, look, in the background, the European Union has sent all sorts of things in the direction of the United States, all sorts of things to deter them from ever doing this kind of thing again. But that's all bullshit. Definitely not. This is, we urge restraint. Yeah. Mind you, it would be pretty shocking if the European Union said, we also sent a task force to go in and abduct the president of Venezuela, a man whose name begins with M. I'm not following Venezuela, but Venezuela borders a number of places where I know people, like Colombia, like the Caribbean, like Bonaire. I know people living in these places. It's a kind of accident that I don't know anybody living in Venezuela. So I urge restraint. God, what a joke. Back to the studio.